Good evening, everybody. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, Mariah, or you can call me MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, basically MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast, and you've tuned into the podcast portion. Now, if you've joined me before, welcome back. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, subscribing, telling other people about my podcast so we can get our followers up. I'd greatly appreciate that. Today's a pretty impromptu show. We are recording on time today, Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Last week, I only mentioned that because last week, you know, I recorded on Wednesday instead of Tuesday, but we're back on our regular scheduled program. So there's a few things I did want to talk about. I jotted down some notes, but like I said, it's pretty impromptu. First, I just want to say go get happy. And I only say that because this week I worked with some really miserable people where they were just giving out negativity, spreading negativity, spraying it on everybody. And it was crazy. It was annoying. It was uncomfortable. And I just didn't. I didn't like that. This girl I was working with, she just was spreading her negativity. Anything that came out of her mouth was negative. And in my mind, I was just thinking, she needs to go get happy. She needs to figure out what she really wants to do, because as most of you guys know, I am a flight attendant. And yeah, you have to be smiling in people's faces. You have to want to be there. You don't have to want to be there, but you have to at least pretend to want to be there, you know? These people pay money for a service. And yeah, just like if I were to go to a fast food restaurant or a fast food establishment, McDonald's, Wendy's, something like that, I don't want to deal with an attitude. If you have an attitude, why even bother coming to work today? Like, don't snatch my change out of my hand. Don't get an attitude when I say, can you please hold on for a second? Don't, you know, huff and puff at me if I ask for a few extra packets of ketchup or barbecue sauce. I don't know. I just didn't like her negativity, and I just want to tell people, if you are feeling miserable, maybe you should take some time for yourself and call off work for that day. I understand everybody doesn't have sick time, or they don't have enough room or money or whatever to call off work, but nobody wants to feel your negative energy. That spreads very easily, and luckily I'm so in tune with myself that I continue to keep a positive note and a positive vibe with myself. Of course, I had to go back and be apologetic to these passengers that she made uncomfortable or that she made not want to be there. And I actually ended up dropping the end of the trip. Not because of her, just because I had other things to get done. But yeah, definitely made my pilots uncomfortable. Definitely, she got written up. And I'm not even trying to tell all her business. I just need people to go get happy. Yeah. It's not a good look. It's not cute. It's not fun to be around those kind of people. If you're not feeling it, maybe you should just stay home that day and soak into your own negativity. I don't know. Yeah, I feel like happiness starts with yourself. It's only going to come to you if it's something that you actually desire. And I feel like for me, like, my vibe is my currency. So I feel like, yeah, I'm wealthy when it comes to my vibe. Like, I'm in tune with it. I'm happy. And I feel like my happiness is contagious. I can have anything that I want. I walk into situations designed to that are designed to serve me. And I just flow. It just flows, you know, so well. And yeah, I think and then I experience, if that makes any sense to you. I keep my mind focused on what I desire and I just go get it, or I make it happen. If I know I want to be happy today, I'm going to be happy today, period. I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things where it's easier said than done. And moving forward, we're going to leave that negative energy right where it's at and only have positive vibes for the rest of this segment. It's officially June. Super happy. It's still Gemini season, however, but Cancer season is right around the corner. You guys know my birthday is July 15th. I do have a Cash App, by the way. Anyway, so the entire June, we are securing our bag, talking about what's inside of our bag. If you don't know what I'm talking about, make sure you go back and listen to last week's episode, writing down your blessings, your affirmations, and your goals, because those things are important in your daily life. Well, I know it's important to me, and it must be important to you if you're listening. So that's what we're doing daily. Blessings, affirmations, and goals. That's important. Like I said, if you don't know what I'm talking about, make sure you listen to last week's episode and get caught up. What else? I know it was some other things I wanted to talk about. Oh, somebody suggested to me that I should talk about being better prepared. How am I so prepared? How can someone become better prepared? Well, for me, in the industry that I work in, it's very important to be punctual. And now that I think about it, this is not the only person that has mentioned it to me as far as how do you become so prepared? How are you so on time? The industry that I work in, it requires you to be on time. There is no excuse. There is no way around it. You have to be on time. You have to be prepared. You never know what's going to happen. It always has to be basically on your mental, all these mental check notes, all these like, I have to do this, 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 this in that order every time, all the time. If this happens, here's another checklist. I don't know. I'm just really good at writing things down or keeping mental checklists, especially if it's something that I do every single day. So I feel like to be better prepared, if you know you have, for example, an interview tomorrow morning, to be better prepared, why not get your outfit together tonight? Iron your button down tonight, so that way if other things pop up, you know you don't still have to go get your shirt steamed or ironed or whatever. You know your socks and shoes are all, the entire outfit is already out and put together. If you know, which I'm not even the one to talk because I ran out of gas a few times, I was gonna say, if you know your gas light on, go ahead and put some gas in there before you run out and be on the side of somebody's highway. No, I wasn't on the side of anybody's highway, but I have ran out of gas before, and I feel like that is one part of my life I do need to get together and stop doing because it is getting out of line. What else? Just being better prepared in general. You never know what's going to happen. And luckily, I am blessed to be one of those kind of people who can make myself comfortable in any situation thrown at me. I'm good at being there at the moment. I'm good at changing vibes. I'm good at, you know, when things get out of routine, I'm good at moving with whatever's flowing. So luckily, I am able to conquer that. But I know some people do struggle with that. And I honestly don't have any advice as far as how can you overcome that. Really just, I would say practice, but it's kind of hard. That's kind of a hard thing to practice. But you could maybe, I don't know. I really just maybe think of like a lot of what ifs. Okay, if this happens, I could do this. What if this happens and I could do this? Thinking ahead, possibly. I don't know. If you guys have any ideas, make sure you guys let me know. Because I really don't have any advice as far as that. Not that I'm an expertise or anything. I just, you know, like to give people good information and spread the word, spreading the wealth, spreading, you know, the positivity. If you guys have any suggestions of what I could talk about on any of my episodes, always feel free to comment, text me, call me, direct message me, whatever. I'm always free and open to anything in most topics. I don't really like talking politics or anything like that. I just like free discussions, like every episode that I do. So just keep that in mind. Also looking for guest speakers. If you want to be a guest speaker, make sure you reach out to me. Let me know. I'd appreciate that. It's always a good time with good people and other energies. Well, most of the time. Well, the people I know, at least. What else? All right, everybody, that was short and sweet. That wraps up today's episode. Make sure you guys are keeping positive energies and positive vibes. If you're not happy, go get happy. make sure you guys are securing your bag and knowing what's in your bag, which you can also tune into last week's episode for more information on that. My social media information will be in the description of today's episode. Gorgeous detail. See you guys next week, or talk to you guys next week. My bad.